can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Good morning. It is 12 after 8. I'm Larry Long. It is a very chilly 20 out there, so be careful if you're out driving around there. I know a lot of people are heading out shopping and whatnot, so just take it easy on the roads. They are a little bit slick. Welcome to Birdwatch, sponsored by Widell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center. They're at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. Now here's your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. Quite a harrowing drive in, though, but we made it.
It had just begun to snow when I left. I had maybe a half inch of snow in my driveway.
No.
But
it's getting piled up now.
Matt, who comes from Portage,
so do I.
Yeah, said he had 3 inches of snow. And so apparently I lucked out. And but it's snowing pretty good out there.
Yeah, it is.
Now.
So take it easy out there.
Let's start with the trivia question.
All right.
And this one actually comes from the BBC. And we're going to talk about the article after we do the trivia question. But what land bird has the longest nonstop migration? And I'll give you a hint. It flies from Alaska to New Zealand nonstop. That's about 10,000 miles, and it does it every fall. And if you can tell me what land-based bird has the longest nonstop migration, and you win a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where your meal is half price if you take a friend. And you'll get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar, something you're going to need in just a little over 2 weeks. So all these prizes can be yours if you can tell us what land-based bird has the longest nonstop migration in the world, migrating from Alaska to New Zealand without stopping.
Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, we discussed who what bird has the longest migration, the operative term here being the longest nonstop migration.
Yes.
Annette in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning. I probably missed it then. I'm going to guess the Arctic tern.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but thanks for giving it
when
a shot.
When you gave that second clue, then I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Right, thank you, Annette. Estelle in Portage, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Estelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I just read about this bird, the godwit.
Yes.
Oh.
And the second caller gets it right. The bar-tailed godwit, to be specific.
All right.
And they fly nonstop from Alaska to New Zealand. And since it's over water and they're a land bird, that explains the nonstop part of the equation. And for getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Widell's. That's the only place you can get it. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, and you get a Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar for 2014, because you knew the longest nonstop migration by a land bird is the bar-tailed godwit. And they can do that because they can sleep while they're flying. Birds have the ability to do what's called unihemispheric sleeping. And they can put half of their brain to sleep at a time and still take care of business and navigate and fly and do their normal things. That's one of the requirements to work in radio as well. Is
I can do that with both sides of my brain. Yeah. I got one up on
yeah.
that.
So Larry and I are both here because we can sleep half a brain at a time as well.
Oh, dear.
Hold on, Estelle. Okay. We're going to send you back into Matt. He'll need some information, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, the bar-tailed godwit can fly about 10,000 miles without stopping. And the reason they're in the news is they appear to have really good skills in forecasting weather. And to be able to make that nonstop migration that they need to make, they have to know when the winds are right and what direction to fly in to stay with the tailwinds that they need to make that flight. Very few birds, if any, migrate into a headwind. Migration takes an incredible amount of energy, and the additional energy required by bucking a headwind would make it impossible to do something that long.
They just make it tougher for themselves on everything.
Yeah.
Don't they? Is there a reason they have to not stop? That I'm sure it's just the instinct thing, but I mean, is there? There's got to be places, islands, and things between there.
Yeah.
Why don't they stop?
That's just not how they work.
I know.
I don't know that we understand how particular evolutionary the process leads to the migration routes.
Mm-hmm.
Why do hummingbirds fly across the Gulf of Mexico when even if everything goes right, they burn off 96, 97, 98% of their body fat.
Wow.
So they're right on the edge of what the species is capable of doing. And the suspected reason is that getting to reclaim your successful breeding territory is so important that the time saved by flying directly across the Gulf leads to more breeding success because they claim the best territories, and that's how the species evolved to do it.
And they avoid that layover in Cleveland.
Or in Atlanta.
That's interesting. I mean, 10,000 miles without stopping. It's just, that's amazing.
Yeah. It is. And that's some of why.
Into a headwind.
Yeah. That's some of why birds are so fascinating to me is they accomplish some pretty darn remarkable
yes, they
things.
Do.
All December, River Lake Inn's chef Mark Bailey is featuring three special entrees: grilled salmon with Jack Daniel's bourbon barbecue glaze, filet Oscar, and a return of an old favorite, filet mignon and lobster tail.
Oh.
The grilled salmon is a generous filet of cold water salmon glazed with a tangy, house-made barbecue sauce made with premium Jack Daniel's aged bourbon. Filet Oscar is one of the River Lake Inn's most popular entrees. It's an aged Black Angus filet topped with succulent crab meat, asparagus, and a Monterey cheese sauce. And the classic filet mignon lobster tail pairs an aged certified Black Angus filet mignon grilled to your preference alongside a marvelous Maine lobster tail with drawn butter. A gift certificate to the River Lake Inn makes the perfect gift, and for your favorite bird lover, see their selection of bird feeders, including the Marv Bliss special creation he calls the French Magnet. It's built to last and has been field-tested at the River Lake Inn. River Lake Inn is taking reservations for your holiday parties. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call, 269-432-2626. The most fresh, fragrant, and festive Christmas ever can be yours with a little help from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. Did you know the area's largest selection of fresh Christmas decor is at Waddell's? Add a fresh evergreen scent to your home with handmade wreaths, fresh evergreen roping, door swags, and fresh-cut Michigan-grown trees. Make your tree shopping experience more enjoyable under the cover of Waddell's greenhouse, especially if you're going out today, folks. With each tree purchased, you'll get the trunk drilled or freshly cut, get it wrapped and loaded into your vehicle. Need to light up for the holidays? This week, Waddell's entire selection of light sets are all 25% off. Waddell's has over 25 styles of the best quality lifelike Christmas trees in the area. This week, they're all 33% off. All other decor, including ornaments, music boxes, lifelike wreaths, and so much more, 33% off. If you'd like to help your community, Waddell's is a drop-off spot for donations for Toys for Tots or food and blankets and coats for the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission. Make your Christmas the most fresh, fragrant, and festive ever with help from Waddell's on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
It is 8:23, and you're listening to Birdwatch with Roger Taylor on 590 WKZO. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Jack in Kalamazoo on the line. Jack, good morning.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Morning, guys. I have a couple quick questions, please.
Okay.
Seeing we're having this nice spring day.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what family do the penguins belong to? Or are they separate?
They're a whole separate arm of the family tree, and there's a number of related penguin species, but they're not connected to any other bird family. You know, the chickadees that we have here are in the tit family, and everywhere you go around the world, there are family members of that family. The same with crows. The corvid family is represented around the world. But penguins are a branch of the bird family tree all to themselves.
Okay, thank you. On the bird that flies nonstop, what is their size, please? How big are they?
They're roughly the size of a killdeer.
Okay.
Maybe a skosh larger than that, but they're about the size of a killdeer.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling in, Jack.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, interesting.
Cold weather. this would be a great day to make sure your feeders are full. Birds' energy requirements are high when it's this cold. And like,
you're going to bring up the heated water, right?
Oh, yeah. And like humans, they are impacted by wind chill And so it's not just the cold temperatures. And so having your feeders full, that's a good thing. A lot of the calories that they need to take in today are used for nothing other than to stay warm. And that's why birds are smart enough to know that they can't eat snow on a day like this. Mm-hmm. They're already losing lots of body heat, and they know they would have to find even more food today if they were to take in snow and use their body heat to melt it into the water they need. Yet they are continuing to lose moisture via respiration. You can't see a bird's breath the way you can our breath when we walk outside in the cold. Nonetheless, the same process is happening, and more birds die of dehydration than of starvation. And even if you don't have a bath with a de-icer in it to keep water open in this kind of weather, you can help them out if you know they're coming to a feeder by just putting out a pan of water and allowing it to be visible where they're eating, just replace it as it freezes and put more water out there so you don't have to rush out and get yourself a heated bird bath. That does make it a lot more convenient versus you slogging through the snow to take a pan of water out regularly. But if your heart's in the right place and you really care for birds, doing that would be helpful in weather like this. If you have a bath with the de-icer, if it stops working, especially if you have one of the de-icers that sits in the bath itself, if it ever quits working, bring it in the house and soak it for 24 hours in white vinegar, and that will remove the lime from it. And just as we know by our coffee makers, I have well water at my house, but we all have well water. Even city water is well water in the Kalamazoo area. And it's heavily mineralized, and it begins to lime up your coffee maker. Well, a good de-icer has a sensor to know if there's no water in the bath, and once it becomes coated with lime, that tricks the bath into thinking it has to shut off because the water's gone.
Exactly, yeah.
Even if it's sitting in the water.
Right.
And so if yours stops working and you hit the circuit breaker and it hasn't popped your, what are the breakers called? We need Greg Crawford. That go off automatically if you ground it, like you have them in your bathroom.
Yeah, like circuit breakers or something like that. Yeah.
You know the meme.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, ask Greg when he gets in here. but they pop frequently when you have electric
fuses?
Cords outside.
Oh, the fuses.
Yeah. But if that's not the problem, then before you rush out and buy another one, soak it in vinegar and see if that doesn't take the lime off and get it to start working for yourself again.
Good.
Fill your bird feeders. And then sit inside with a warm cup of coffee and watch the activity in your yard. Have a good day, folks, and thanks for listening.
And fill it with Rogers Blend. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8 for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the beautiful River Lake Inn, located near Colden. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. It is 8:30.
I've got a fear for you to perch on.